This update is sponsored by the McVeigh Insurance Agency. Your auto owners are no problem, people, at 704 North Van Dyke Road here in Bed Axe. That's your auto owners are no problem, people. McVeigh Insurance Agency. In a swift adjustment to ongoing renovations, the Meads Township Hall meeting has been rescheduled and relocated. As construction continues to revamp the township's administrative hub, tomorrow's scheduled gathering of the Board of Trustees will now take place at the Kindy Fire Department Hall. Residents and stakeholders are urged to mark their calendars for this important community event, set to commence at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. For further inquiries or details regarding the meeting, interested parties are encouraged to reach out to Melissa, the dedicated Mead Township Clerk. And the Bed Axe KFC Hall is hosting a blood drive tomorrow, Tuesday, from 12:30 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. Your blood donation can save lives, making a critical difference in our community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation matters. Spread the word and make a difference. Stay tuned for more community updates. Let's join hands to support this vital cause. Don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and to save lives. Again, tomorrow, Tuesday, at the KFC Hall here in Bed Axe from 12:30 p.m. until 6:30. And Harbor Beach Schools announced via their Facebook page that the senior parade is being postponed. This decision comes in the wake of the sudden passing of a parent of one of the senior class members. In a compassionate move, the school's administration chose to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this difficult time. As of now, the makeup date and time remain undetermined, emphasizing the importance of flexibility from all Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The announcement on social media not only serves to inform, but also calls upon the wider community to assist in spreading the word about the postponement. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Farmers, the following are seven reasons you should consider purchasing farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency. If you're a full-time farmer, to cover farm machinery and equipment, to protect your farm buildings, to cover livestock and feed, to protect from storm damage, to protect you if an injury occurs on your farm, and to cover farm loss of income and business interruption insurance. You work hard, so protect your livelihood with a farm policy from Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bed Axe.
For a no-obligation quote, contact me, Austin Rothia, the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bed Axe. We have been insuring Thumb Area Farms since 1881. For an agent you can rely on and your best price, see the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bed Axe. Call 989-269-9977.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Memorial Day weekend is shaping up to be one for the record books, with AAA projecting a remarkable 43.8 million travelers hitting the road or taking to the skies. This surge marks a 4% increase from last year and comes close to the record set in 2005. Road trips are leading the charge with a record 38.4 million people opting for the convenience of car travel. Gas prices are expected to stay steady, offering some relief to drivers. Airports, however, are gearing up for a spike in travelers, with 3.51 million expected to fly, the busiest since 2005. Prices are holding steady for domestic flights. Nearly 2 million will travel by alternate modes like buses and trains, marking a return to pre-pandemic levels. For those hitting the road, INRIX advises early departures to avoid congestion. With excitement building, Memorial Day weekend promises a return to travel not seen in years. And smarter vehicles could mean some of the most dramatic changes for the traditional traffic signal since the yellow light was added more than a century ago. Researchers at North Carolina State University and the University of Michigan are testing how to tap into the new technology found in the U.S. vehicle fleet to directly influence traffic signals and reduce congestion. The North Carolina State study even imagines a time when there could be so many self-driving vehicles on the road that a fourth light, a white one, could be added to allow them to lead the way. Michigan's research relies on connected vehicles made by General Motors and seeks to adjust free time lights based on traffic. And a statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham is set to stand inside the U.S. Capitol to represent North Carolina will be unveiled next week in a ceremony. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling in Washington. The North Carolina General Assembly approved legislation in 2015, asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display. Graham died in 2018 at the age of 99. Each state gets two statues. Graham's statue will replace one of the early 20th century governor, Charles A. Koch. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This update is sponsored by the McVeigh Insurance Agency. Your auto owners are no problem, people, at 704 North Van Dyke Road here in Bad Axe. That's your auto owners no problem, people, McVeigh Insurance Agency.